Welcome back to Going Places, everyone. I'm your host, Yulia Denisyuk, and this season on the show, we learned about Bedouin hospitality, heard from Omani artists on Gaza, traveled to Italy in search of the world's rarest silk, and more. I hope you enjoyed the new show format, and if you did, please take a moment to leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I really appreciate it. Here's what one of our listeners, Marisa, had to say. I love the changes you've done with the podcast. Stories are what binds people together. It's my favorite, so I'm really into the new format. Thank you so much, Marisa. And if you, like Marisa, appreciate the new format as well, please let me know by leaving us a rating or review, helping the show reach more people when you do that. This season of the show was brought to you by Visit Jordan, and I loved partnering with this organization because, as you know, I love the country of Jordan so much, and I loved the opportunity to talk about it at length. Today is our last episode of the season, and we're going on a short hiatus, but before we do, I want to leave you with these final thoughts. Some of you know that I just returned from a trip to Jordan where I saw firsthand how communities there are affected by what's happening nearby in Gaza and the West Bank. Travel to Jordan has been decimated since last October, with most travelers canceling their trips. But many Jordanian families actually rely on tourism for their livelihood, so not only are they watching in disbelief the destruction and death happening in Gaza at the moment, but they are also being indirectly and directly economically affected by this. So I wanted to support the region that continues to be dehumanized in the media by taking the most direct action you can, which is actually coming there myself. And I'm so glad I went. Many people in my community have asked me if I have heard bombs and drones while traveling through Jordan, and I have not. Jordan is as safe and peaceful as can be, notwithstanding the fact that West Bank was in some cases only 15 miles away from where I stood and Gaza was only 66 miles away. It was an eerie feeling to be so close to Palestine and yet so far away in terms of reality on the ground. But it was also a healing experience. While in the US, the subject of Palestine has always been off-limit, in the recent months, it has become absolutely divisive. And those of us who speak out against the Israeli government's bombing civilians in Gaza, myself included, are being called anti-Semitic, while many in the larger US society either are not aware entirely of what's happening in the region or choose to tune it out and go about their days. And this is where I believe travel has the potential to really impact the course of history, to change the world for the better, and to help us widen our perspectives. Because when you touch down in Jordan, there is no question about how complicated the question of Palestine is or how anti-Semitic it is to advocate for the stop of violence and deaths and basic human decency and rights for Palestinian people. I first learned about Palestine and the apartheid system that the Israeli government runs there in 2017. I heard of it before. I read the news and I skimmed the headlines. I heard of the conflicts and the war and the religious tensions. If you cannot see me right now, I'm air quoting all of these terms because these terms have historically been used to describe this issue, and these terms are incorrect. But when I actually physically traveled to the West Bank, when I saw the monstrous wall that limits the movement of Palestinian people, when I saw the jarring difference between Jerusalem and Bethlehem, one in Israel, one in the West Bank, which are, by the way, two cities very close to each other, only 20 minutes away, but it takes over 2 hours to get from Jerusalem to Bethlehem because of all the checkpoints. When I saw that and when I went through the humiliating checkpoints myself and got yelled by the Israeli army soldiers for coming too close to them, only then did I feel and understand the injustice of what's happening there. The fact is that Palestinian people do not have the same rights as Israelis do, simply because they are Palestinian. And once you see it yourself, you cannot unsee it. You cannot ignore it, and you cannot deny it. That is also when you start educating yourself and start learning about the Nakba of 1948, the British Balfour Declaration that preceded it, and all of the history that's part of this issue. And that's when you understand the nearly century-long injustice that the rest of the world has ignored for far too long. And that is really the power of travel. That is where its potential lies. It's not in the individual growth that is so popular in the Western world, eat, pray, love style. It's not in finding yourself or escaping your problems at home, because while all that change is good and valid, it is not an impetus for external, communal change. You're still very much focused on your own transformation, on your own individual experience, and that is just not enough to impact the world around us. The power of travel is in learning about communities. It's in listening to the people, hearing their stories, and understanding their plight. That's when we can become advocates and activists working for a better world for everyone. I felt that back in 2017 while visiting the West Bank, and I felt it again a few weeks ago visiting Jordan, when I sat down with the women of Dar Neimeh, for example, an organization empowering women across five beautiful hubs in Jordan. I felt it while having dinner with Rakan Mehyar, founder of Carob House in Maraba, a kitchen cafe and farming community that aims to restore resilient farming and indigenous food practices in Jordan. And I also felt it while listening to the story of Abdul Rauf Abu Taha, a tourist driver in Jordan whose family came from Palestine during the 1948 Nakba event, and the family that lost everything in the process. So here's what I want to leave you with today as we wrap up this season of the Going Places show. If you can, go places. Actually go there and see for yourself. Spend time with the people you meet there. Share meals. Swap stories. This is one of the best tools we have against so much hate, inequality, and injustice in the world because it helps us become more externally focused and oriented toward community, toward compassion. And if you can't go, listen to the people, hear their stories, feel their pain. That is the first step in becoming a more engaged citizen of the world. We all love to travel so much. Thank you for listening to our show today and every day. If you want to stay updated on all things Going Places, be sure to visit goingplacesmedia.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And if you've been enjoying listening to our show, please take a moment to leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode on social media. Our theme music this season, Abadel Shams, is provided by Rowan Roshni, a Palestinian Balkan singer based in Jordan, who experiments across genres. Our partner this season was Visit Jordan. My name is Yulia Denisyuk, and I will see you very soon.